Siv Dalet in Shulchan Aruch starts with the nafkamina between a Dover Yovish and a Dover Lach, which is something we have to understand. Also in Siv Dalet we have the inyonim of Bishal Acha Bishal, also a nafkamina between Yovish and Lach. And again, we have to understand a point that we mentioned right in the beginning, which is mentioned in Mishnah Berurah Siv Alef, which is what is the Haggadah of Bishal. So we'll start with that, we'll move on to Bishal Acha Bishal. Over here we're dealing with some of the most serious, some of the most negeah shailas that could come up. These are serious, this comes up every time a person makes our food, whether it be kigo, whether it be pshutano, whatever it may be. These are serious shailas that a person has to know what we're dealing with. Daraisa, Drabonon, Maitre Shabbos, again, all going back to Sif Olive many times, that we'll have to see, hold on a second, are we dealing with Daraisa, we're dealing with Drabonon, we're dealing with Maitre, with the Shoigig, that we already discussed last week. Oh, Kuponim Azoi. The Gemara says, Shabbos Lamates, Kol Shabbos B'chamin, Milifnei HaShabbos, Shoyun Yosoy B'chamin B'Shabbos. What is the Shtikal of Machalikis in the Rishonim, exactly what means Shoyun, whether it means it was cooked in a Kavishon, or the Pshat as it was dipped into a Psekli Sheini, Shoyun Yosoyim exactly how to learn Pshat in the Gemara. But something that we have to understand which is extremely Negea, is what does it mean that something is called cooked? What is the definition of Bishol? What is the definition of cooked? And how far does it go? So the Shitas of Rashba is, and the Rashba again, when he discusses the Gemara over there in Lamates, says that if I have something that has already been cooked, Michael ben Drusoy, on Erev Shabbos, again, Michael ben Drusoy, we have to understand also what that means, but if we cook something, Michael ben Drusoy, on Erev Shabbos, then after that, there is no more Bishol after that. Shitas of Rashba is, the main yisoid of Bishul, this is Shtikal Lomdus as well, the Rashba learns that the yisoid of Bishul is to take it from being raw to being cooked. To being cooked to the extent that somebody can eat it. Once you've done that, you can do what you want afterwards. It's not called Bishul. You might be improving it, you might be making it tastier, softer, but you did yisoid of Bishul. You did taking something from raw to cooked, as though taking Rashba. So therefore, Shitas of Rashba is, if I have something to cook on, on Shabbat that's already been cooked at Michael Ben Yusoy, to further cook that is mutter. There's no shayla b'chal, not even drabon, as I state in Rashba. The Rambam in Perek Tes Halacha Gimel writes, says the Rambam is chaylik on the Rashba again. Many were sharing that involved in this machlekes, but they kiss the Rashba and the Rambam. The Rambam holds no. Until it reaches Michael Ben Yusoy, until it reaches Mavusha called Tzarekoy, until it's 100% cooked, which is the stage that most people eat it, then you're over an isitaraisa of Bishol on every single step of the way. Now obviously that's going to make a tremendous difference to us. Ludugma, someone that takes off a lid off their children Friday night to see what's going on inside the crock pot. To put back the lid is a major shayla. If the food is not fully cooked, which often it isn't on a Friday night, you know, the beans take time, the potatoes sometimes are hard, whatever it may be. So the fee, the Rashba, it will be mutter. As long as the Macham goes over before Shabbos, say the Gom, fee the Rambam. Every single step of the way will be the Raisa, even what we call Kir of Bishol. The Rambam calls it Mekarvis HaBishol. It's a sugya which is right left all the way to the end of Shin Yud Ches. But it means any helping of the Bishol is Doraisa. So Lefi the Rambam, the halacha is, until it reaches the normal state of people how they eat it, it over and eats the Doraisa Bishol every single step of the way. What's the pshat? What's the lomdus? Lefi the Rashba, we understand the lomdus. I turned it from raw to theoretically edible. Anything after that is making it gishmak. The Rambam doesn't hold that way. The Rambam holds there's two sugyas. The Rambam holds sugya number one is to take it from raw to edible. It's raw to be eaten. Sugya number two is to take it from raw and from edible, theoretically edible, to what's raw for most people. The Rambam learns until you get both of those conditions, you're over a bishul every second. So Mamela, according to the Rambam, we have to know every single tafshal, is it fully cooked, is it not fully cooked, to suffer the raisa. How do we paskin? So it's very clear from the Shulchan Aruch and Siv Dalet, and the Shulchan Aruch paskin clearly like the Rambam. Right, you see it very also clearly in the Be'alochas later on as well. The Shulchan Aruch goes with Shita Sa Rambam. That means to us that if I have a food that is not 100% cooked, anything I do to help it along the way, whether I take off the lid, put back the lid, whether I take off the children Friday night, put it back with Chazorah, with the Tanaim, with the Blech, and everything else. And this is so important. You take off the children Friday night, to have some Friday night, especially on a long Friday night, you want to put it back on, it's not fully cooked. So the Rambam, the Nisidaraisa. Now, it could be the Abed, it could be Mekel, because it's a Machel, because it's showing, it's telling what we talk, discuss, and see follow. Or the Maisa, we pass in like the Rambam. Next, let's go to Michael Ben Yusoy. Michael Ben Yusoy, very interesting sugi in the Gemara. When Michael Ben Yusoy means, the Gemara in Menachos and Zayin brings down, and the Mishavur brings it also in Sivalef, Sikot Nalef as well, that if you roast meat on two sides,
and it's Maicho ben Jusai, then you're Chayiv. What's the definition of Maicho ben Jusai? So we have a Machlekes Rishayim. Rashi over there, also over here in Shabbos, Daf Chof Amud Aleph tells us, if it's a third cooked, that's called Maicho ben Jusai. The Rambam in Perek Tes, Halacha Hey, is Chayiv. And the Rambam says, no, it's talking about a half cooked. So we have a Machlekes Rishayim, whether it's a third or whether it's a half. Agat. Anybody that knows Yerideya remembers from the sugya of Bisharakim every day in Kufid Gimel, where the Shulchan Aruch says every day, we're Mekel and we're Pafkin, it's a half. Over here, we're more Machmen, we hold it's a third. Now, again, it's kind of calling it a Chomer or Kula, I don't know, it depends which way of the way you're looking at it. But I'll compare that to Machlokes Rashi and the Rambam, Nachatchila, we go with a third. Now, what does that mean to us? It means, again, Mishabur brings us the beginning of Sivalef, what Maichob and Yusoy is. Is there an interesting shaila when you discuss the Gemara of Maichel ben Jusai? What is the pshat? What is Maichel ben Jusai? Maichel ben Jusai does not mean people eat it that way. It means there's a bandit, there's some thief over there. He is on the run the whole time. So he has to cook his food to an extent that he can just about eat it and then go right up. It doesn't make any sense. We're learning Hilchos Shabbos, Hilchos Bishul, the Raisa, from some thief, from some gunner. Pshat in the Gemara, it bothered me for a long time to understand why we're learning from a bandit. And then you come across a similar side in the Gemara in Kiddushin, which the Shulchan Aruch of the day in Yeridei and Reishmen talks about the halachas of Kibbutz of Aim, which everybody, I remember the sugya of Kibbutz of Aim in Kiddushin, it's called the sugya. But the Maisa, one of the stories that the Gemara brings to bring out the big Yisrael of Kibbutz of Aim, it was a goy. This guy was knocked on the door, a famous mice, everybody knows. They knocked on the door for a lot of money, his father was sleeping, he didn't wake up his father, and therefore we learned Kibbutz of Aim. That's all the Achoyim, we learned Kibbutz of Aim from a goy. They don't even pass it out of that mice anyway. That's not the point. The point is we learned from a goy, and it's the same kasha over here. The answer is over there, the same answer is over here, and that is, I'm not learning from the goy. We're learning that we see that there is somebody in the world that eats it, then that's considered to be that it's a bit cooked. It's roy, it's edible, so the feed the rash bar, it's called cooked. Anything after that is mutter, maybe drabon, the taz, the bush, the rakimosh, the kantsa, arichas in it. According to the Rambam, every single step of the way will be doraisa. So the maisa. Kolzman, it's not fully cooked, it's going to be a shayla of a doraisa, whereas if it's fully cooked, it will be mutter lechatchel. Now, how do we work out Maichel ben Jusai? Now, this is so important. Why is this so important to know? Simple. Let's take the common case that we're going to discuss 50 times. He takes the children off of the crock pot on Friday night. He takes them out. He realizes that the beans are hard. Right? You put it back. So now your shayla is, where was it? What stage was it holding? If it was holding already Maichel ben Jusai, and I put it back, so good. Have a machlokes rash from the Rambam. Right? Be'alocha brings it la'alocha, exactly this example, and we based and talked about it last time from the Prima Godim. Sobek Rishonim, it's a machlokes Rishonim, but yeah, but you can always be Mekel, right? But if it wasn't Maichel ben Jusai yet, the Kula'alma, you're Yovan Bishol, and you can't eat the Shulam, don't Shabbos. So what's that? What's the definition? It's the Chazan Ish writes in Siman Lamed Zayin, the Yisoid of how to work out Maichel ben Jusai is by time. Simple. If you know it takes you an hour, let's say, make it easy, 5 hours your children is fully cooked. From 0 to 5 hours, fully cooked. Look at how it is. Very simple. Divided by 2, 2.5 hours, that's a half cooked. That's a half cooked. Divided by 3, then you've got a third, whatever you go with. The main, it all goes by time. The Shulchan Aruch HaRav is Chaylik. The Shulchan Aruch HaRav in Graz, Rishon Dalet, you've got in your base, your Dalet, is Chaylik on this. It says it doesn't go by time. And the Kafachayim speaks this out so beautiful. If you look at the Kafachayim in Rishon Gimel, Sikot Chav Ches, where he discusses over there, it's not Shaykh, he says, Einonu Bekiyim, to work out things by time. And Rabbi Yashav also is upset, mentions a similar Yisoy. He says, imagine you have certain things that cook right at the end, right? This is the Shaila, Bokshin, the Oilam, Nevi, Yeridei, Yeridei, but the Shaila by Kovash. Right? Kovash, Kovavushal, takes 24 hours to make something Kovash, right? Dance of Biskei Chuba there at the beginning of Big Kofay, and then you're there. Does Kovash work by 24 hours? Is it the last moment? Or is it work every single minute of the 24 hours? Zuma bin Yashav, and Apiya Kafachayim, but Etzem. There are certain foods that take 5 hours to cook. That doesn't mean that if you split it in half, all of a sudden it's half cooked. Oh! Forget the last hour is the most crucial time. And the last hour everything cooks. And made a road post can do not go with the sheet of the chal. No, I can tell. I can take a thing of potato and I can say, ooh, it's hard, but it's a little bit of a softness. To make time is very shvet.
You divide to a third of a cooking when you...
No, no, I go by my food. No, I'm
telling you, in your head, one third of a cooking, that's very difficult to say.
No, but I can say that it's ready to be eaten. That's what I have to do. All I have to do is say, is this edible or is it not edible? That's it.
So how do you bring that into the one third and the one half?
Very simple. If I take out the beam from the children and I say that it's completely rock hard, that's not my homage, sorry. Mashaike, when I say that it's soft, it needs a little bit more cooking. It's not so hard. Again, to go with the Chazanish is even more shver. Because if you go with the Chazanish, to split something in half, say that. But you have to, the Poskim are saying is like this. The Poskim are saying to work out the something's Meichel with the soil is by Ishvut.
So that's pretty impressive.
And Achanami is, again, you go bust the Meichel, you go bust the food, that's the Pesach of the Kavachayim, that's the Pesach of the Shulchan Aruch, that's the Pesach of the Vayashim, that's how that we go by the food and not by time. Because again, time is very interesting to work out how each food works in different stages. Oh, we're going to get to that. What means kotzor? Okay, we're going to get that moment.
So then what's the machlokes between the Rambam says
that
the
Mishnah
and the
Rishonim
say shlish?
The machlokes is not whether or not. I mean, the Rashi and the Rambam mean what's a hard half and a third.
Right.
That's a pshat sugya. That doesn't go. Yeah, pshat sugya. Now, let's continue. Again, we're going to go back to what means Michael, what means Mufusha called Sokoi. We're going to get to Mistamit Viraloi, Mistamit Viyofaloi. We're going to get to the Bez Hashem. I don't know what we're going to get to. I have 64 pages of what we said today. It came with 64 pages. Let's see Bez Hashem. Till Maariv. It goes as well. At what point is something called cooked? At what point is a liquid considered cooked? A solid, we know. What about liquids? When is a liquid considered cooked? Now, it's interesting. What are you going to say? Michael Midrasai by liquid? How does it work? When it's a little bit warm? It's very interesting. How are you going to come up with that? So, very, very gewaldig over here. Big yisoid. By food, it's clear where everything is. By liquids, it's not that way. Let me go back to liquids in just a moment. Okay, so I've got a couple more things that I want to discuss with him before we get to liquids. And that is Mavusha called Sorokai. Yeah.
A quick question, Michael Ben Hussein.
Yeah.
So let's say you have a few beans which are malashar and you can't eat them, so
it's going to
spoil the whole
shot. Pashtus, yeah. Pashtus, yeah. I tell you, there's no shame how much. This is why, Be'ez Hashem will learn Sifat Ches, Kolboi. No. There's a shita that Kolboi, which we'll see later on. Maybe you saw it discussed in the Sfarim. Tremendous Chiddush. We'll get to all the way at the end of the Siman. That if a person takes a Chunant and he mixes the Chunant, fully 100% cooked, and he mixes over Mishal Doraisa. In fact, the whole Achronim, everyone goes wild with this Kolboi, but over the Doraisa, when I'm mixing the Chunant, that's fully cooked. For many sense. So there's 15 Mahalchim in that Sugya. I'm not going into it now. Be'ez Hashem is for a different time. But one of the Mahalchim is, because there's one or two beans that are not cooked. And I'm over the rice on those two beans. Shittas HaKobit, Rishon, we'll get to Bez Hashem over there. But I can find you right. I had a fellow that came up to me once. I think it was a Yom Tov that came into a Shabbos. Maybe it was Rosh Hashanah recently. I don't remember what it was. He had a major problem. He made his shulant and he realized it was burning out. Completely burning out. Like to a crisp. What was he meant to do? It wasn't fully cooked. To take it off, he can't put it back on. The Advorti Zichah can't do. He was completely stuck. So we came up with a whole mahalak. He was convinced that the bottom of it was cooked. It was only the top that was cooked. So he wanted to slice off the top layer of uncooked stuff. So all the uncooked stuff are gone and left with the cooked churns. Maybe that would be okay. Whatever. As we go on, we'll see whether we can matter that or not. We'll get to liquids in a moment. Let's go back to solids. Mavusha called Sorokai. What is he so the Mavusha called Sorokai? Mavusha called Sorokai means the amount of cooking that you would serve it to a normal person. What does it mean, fully cooked? There's always things that can become better and better and better as the time goes on. Right? The longer you leave the churn there, the better it gets. The longer the chicken soup, the more concentrated it gets. What is the stage of Mavusha called Sorokai where you would serve it to a normal person? When you would serve this to guests, that means it's fully cooked. Now, that doesn't mean that by leaving it on it won't get better. It will get better. That doesn't mean extra cooking. Mistamik v'yofoloi is not bishul. Very important, you said. You get a bit confused by the Ramah over here in Sif Dalet, where he throws in this Ramah, and the Mishabur is busy with it, the Bach, not the Bach. But you saw that Mistamik v'raloi and yofoloi is an Indian, we'll get to it in Chazorah and in Shehiyah. It's nothing to do with bishul, which means that by take off the churn on Friday night, and I put it back on and it's fully cooked, even though tomorrow morning it will taste much better, that's not bishul, because at this stage it's fully cooked, I will serve it at this stage. Now, the shayla comes in over here, what about a steak? We have a steak that's medium rare, or medium well done, whatever you want to mug do it as. Is that called Mubusha called Tzarkai? Or is it not Mubusha called Tzarkai? So I discussed this Ba'arichas with Agon Rebizul Orbach, and also to Rebizul Maskin to me as well. That is considered to be Mubusha called Tzarkai. If people eat it this way, so there's Mubusha called Tzarkai. Where's the nafkamina? I don't know how many people eat steaks on Shabbos. I'll give you a massive nafkamina, which is something that we're going to discuss as we go along, is the chocolate cakes.
Hot chocolate doesn't
eat it
like that at all.
Yeah, if it's a normal thing to be eaten that way, then yeah. Again, it's the same thing. Let's say I eat a shulant, I only like it really, really well done. Most people don't care. So what does that mean? For me, it's the only bishul that continues to be bishul, but a nish. So let's go to the chocolate cake. Hot chocolate cake, a lot of people make, that inside is not fully cooked.
the recipe, there are two different recipes. One of the recipes is you bake it only to a certain extent that the outside becomes baked, the inside remains raw. Now that's a major shaila. A fellow once came up on a Friday night with one of these things. Remember, you should see what goes on in my house. He's kind of somebody, the bachim always comes. It's gavaldi. A guy came up with one of these things. I should try it on Shabbos. He wanted me to see what it is, so I know for sure we can put it on or not. Right? Inside, you open it up, beautiful. You know this, it's like a souffle, whatever. All the liquid comes out. Is that called a bushel called soko or not? It's a shaila we're going to get to. Before we get there, pashtas it is. Even though inside hasn't been cooked. Why? Because everybody eats it this way. They want to cook it this way. This is the side of this food. And it goes back to the steak. Kach omali hagoyim of Israel obach shlita. Not again, baita. Now. Right. Because if you heat the side of it there is, again, this is also something we're going to get to later, is you don't want to put it on before Shabbos. Because if you put it on before Shabbos, it's going to get baked. The problem is you want to put it half an hour before the dessert so that it gets nice and warm. Then you want to put it on the plate next to the ice cream, which is another whole shayla and sita zayim. We'll get to that. There's all, there's a shame as we go on. It's very limiting. Let's go back to water, liquids. When are liquids considered to be cooked? You look at the lashon of the Rambam. It's unbelievable. The Rambam changes from a lashon of bishul to a lashon of mechamein. Very interesting. Mechamim es hamayim, lashon of the Rambam. What's this lashon of Rambam? Mechamim es hamayim. So it seems to be that when it comes to bishul of water, it's not the bishul we're looking at; it's the heat, and that is the insight of the whole inyan of bishulach habishul b'davalach. When it comes to a liquid, you're looking at the heat. We're not looking at is it mevushal, is it not mevushal. Now we'll see. It's a machlokes we're showing you. But the Rambam learns clearly: mechamim es hamayim is the issur on Shabbos, not the vashal es hamayim. When it comes to food, it's an inyan of bishul. When it comes to liquids, it's the Rambam, it's an inyan of mechamim. Now, when is the stage of bishul by liquids? Yesh oimim, and I'm quoting the Shvisa Shabbos Sikot and Yudalim brings the Rambam to Ladovet Sikot and Yudayim Igletal. They hold that it's only fully cooked if it's boiled. Once water has reached a boiling point, zut the Shvisa Shabbos to Ladovet Igletal v'cholei, then it's mevushal kol tzarukai. Under that. Under boiling point, even if it's yaltzeh at this point, is Michael ben Jerusoi. Okay, that's shita number one. Shita number two, right? In this inyan, anything under bubbling is called Michael ben Jerusoi. It's not fully cooked. Well, obviously, if it's warm, it's not bishul b'chal. Bishul starts from yaltzeh at this point, from yaltzeh at this point to boiling. That's the shita number one. Shita number two, which is also better, and this is mevorim fuish in the Gemara. Anybody who's in the Gemara over there in Shabbos, taf mem on the base, which is mevorim gamma vishayim, it comes out clearly that what I'm going to say, like the Shita, and the Meirin, the Pnei Yeshua, and the Pnei Godin, the Eigadot, the Shabbos, they're all busy with the Shita. They say, no, where is the vision of water? And look at the Gemara. The Gemara says, Yatsu Ledes Boy. At Yatsu Ledes Boy, whatever that is, we'll have to get understand the Sugya and give you the Shitas of Poskim exactly what is Yatsu Ledes Boy. We'll get to it later on in one of the Sehipim later in Shinit Ches. But they hold Yatsu Ledes Boy is cold cooked. Anything you do above that, that's on the stomach for your filoi. Nice thing to do. That's not an Indian official. Right? How do we paskin? I'll tell you how we paskin, and then the ma'isa will go into a halacha ma'isa nafkamina that is negeya in a lot of houses in around the world. The ma'isa roi poskim hold that from yadza ledesbo you should be machmir and consider that to be bishul deraisa. That's the ma'isa the psak of the Shulchan Aruch Harav, the Chazon Ish, and the Chassid Yitzchak also talks about it. But the ma'isa the shayd is that from yadza ledesbo we should assume it is. It's already cooked. It's cool cooked. But on the other side to that, you should be machmen, heat everything up before Shabbos to be to boiled. Everything should be boiled when Shabbos comes in. Right? That's the ma'aser of Shlomo Zalman with the Yashiv, the Shevet Halevi, the Besolem. In other words, I think I just said two nafkaminas where we're coming from. Imagine a person comes to Erev Shabbos and you haven't got a lot of time to boil up the urn. Right? So you put it on. And you want to switch it on the weekday mode the whole time, you want to switch it back into Shabbos mode. So you only have enough time to get the outside of this body, then you switch it back onto weekday mode. Now you've got to make onto Shabbos mode. So you have a major problem. This water never reached bubbling point. I'll give you a tremendous example. You take this water now on Shabbos and you put it into your chulun that's Allah Ish, because the chulun's burning out, you're doing a ma'aser bishul. Why? Because this water was never boiled before. And if you write a lot of poskim, water that never boiled is my Roman dessert. And if it's Michael and Yisrael and Shabbos is going to put into a tzolah, what are you doing? You're doing bishul. Nafkamina number one. Nafkamina number two. You ever saw an urn with a tube on the outside? Oh, this is the old shayla. This has been discussed for years. We'll get to it in Baruchas when we discuss the sip and halacha and klirishin.
we'll get to exactly what we do over there. I'll just give an example. This pipe over there, right, has water inside it. Now the water inside it is not cold. It might be, it's not bubbling. On Shabbos, you open up the urn, the water of the tube of Matthias goes into the urn and gets bubbling hot. So you miss my bishul. Because I have water that was never boiled, that goes into a matzah that is boiling, matzah bishul. So here we have two massive nafkaminas to make sure that everything that we use liquid-wise has been pre-boiled, even though right now it's not boiled, then it's beseder. Again, Rabbi said, don't think that something has to be boiled. It could be, yes, that is boiled now, as long as and Shabbos came in, it has been boiled, then it's beseder. Right? Exactly? Okay.
But then if it drops below Yatzel Erez, it
drops everything. Lav Dafka, the Ramos makes it. Which you saw as a remez in the Mishnah Berurah here, it's a seed later on in Siv Tezvav, where the Ramos discusses it by Rechaz. So we have to get to it over there, not over here. But you're right. Be'etzem is a maskim in Sfarim Nashkenazim. We'll get to Be'ez Hashem. So the Mishnah Berurah doesn't remez to it. He sends you over there. But it's a Sugya in Tezvav. I don't want to go into something that we haven't really learned yet. You say this, Be'ez Hashem will get to it. Let's go now to Bishlach
HaBishlach.
Shehiyah will not be a problem by water, never, because it's Mestam Berala. Mestam Berala is never a problem. Even from Tachlan and the Rabbanim and in the Sugya and the Gemara and Kira. But again, that's Be'ez Hashem, Be'ez Hashem, Gimel Be'ez. Let's go right there. Bishlach HaBishlach, right? Now we know what the Hagadol of Bishlach is, what's considered Kot, what's not considered Kot. What's Bishal Acha Bishal? So we know, the Mefusha Mishnah, and the Gemara's Masvah also, that there's a major nafkamina between a Dova Yovish and a Dova Lach. Bishal Acha Bishal only applies to a Dova Lach, not to a Dova Yovish. By a Dova Mefusha Shulchan Aruch, over here in Siddal, the Shulchan Aruch says, Bahani Mili, it's got, and you got Lach in it, because if it's Yovish, it's no Shaila Bechlau, which is a very simple nafkamina. And any time you cook something, you reheat something on Shabbos, like taking it from the fridge and putting it onto the blech in a way that's mutter with an overturned thing or whatever, we'll stop it. Is you have to know, are we dealing with a double lach, or are we dealing with a double yavish? So what's the yisoid? The yisoid is as like, the yisoid is, let's talk about a double yavish right now. Double yavish is easy. Take a schnitzel, take a kegel, a piece of chicken that's dry, take it from the fridge, and you want to put it on top of your urn to heat up. That's not getting something in the blech on a hot plate. That's all shyness of chazor and sim lechatchila. A regular case, I put it on top of the urn. Is there bishul there? Absolutely not. It's fully cooked, it's freezing cold. What's the yisoid? The yisoid is as like, there are two things that apply to a double yavish. There's the cooking and there's the heat. The ikkah, the main thing is to transfer something from being raw to cooked. The secondary issue is to make it from cold to hot. If I have one, to hire the first one without the second one, I'm not over ambitious. If I've changed it already from being raw to cooked, it's cooked. Now it's just lost its heat. So you can't tell me that a cold piece of chicken is not cooked. It's ridiculous. It's fully cooked. Maybe it's not as enjoyable as hot. Maybe it'll be better when it's hot. But to say that that is the yisoid of bishul is very hard. Right? A cold schnitzel is a cold schnitzel. A cold piece of chicken is a whole piece of chicken. A cold piece of kegel may not be so nice, but it's still fully cooked. And therefore, the halacha is, a dovi yavish is not subject to the halachas of bishul acha bishul, as long as you do it in an open that's mutter in hilchas chazorah. That means to put it even on a blech or on a matzah that's going to be a haircut. Fine. The shayla is, what is the gedur of a dovi yavish? What does it mean, dovi yavish? So I'm going to bring you one guy. From the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah says over here, Sikot and Lamed Beis, Vuhu Yavish, says the Mishnah Berurah, Ritzaloyma, Shehi Riku HaMohok Mimenu. What does that mean? You poured the soup or the sauce, whatever it was, from it. Everybody say, I think it's clear. The Mishnah Berurah does not say over here, he took a towel and started dabbing every single bit of moisture, of sauce over there. Absolutely not. According to the Mishnah Berurah, the sheet of the Mishnah Berurah, and it's so clear, is if I have a tray of chicken with lots of gravy there. So obviously I can't put it on Shabbos because I'm double lap. So what do? I pour off all the gravy. Now I can put it on. There's always going to be a little bit of lachluchis there. There's droplets and a little bit of sauce hanging around. That's not pourable, but it's there. The Mishnah Berurah holds that to mutter. I do not have to be medaktik as kidei ka to make sure that my chicken has got no piece of any type of liquid on it. Every schnitzel, by the way, has got oil in it. Every kegel's got oil inside it for sure. There's no shayla bishul acha bishul, even though there's a little bit of lachluchis in there. That's a very important story. That's number one. That's clear, and that's number one. Number two, what is the gedil dovi yavish and dovi lach? So with Moshe, in the Tshuvas in Ayin Dalet, when he discusses this in Sukkot and Hay on bishul, so he says the gedur of lach and yavish is if it pours or if it doesn't pour. Now this is a gedur that runs through all of Chelik Gimel. For example, in Hilchos of Creams, same idea. In Losh and Shemchav Aleph, also the same idea. If it pours, it's got a din of a liquid. If it doesn't pour, it's got a din of a solid. Mimela, pizeh. If you have, let's say, ketchup. What's the lach of a ketchup?
You want to put ketchup onto your children, into your chicken soup, onto your schnitzel, whatever it may be. So the ma'aser of Moshe holds, it's considered lach. Most ketchups, I don't know, maybe these really hard ones, maybe not. But a normal, decent ketchup pours. The ma'aser got the name of lach. Now, upper pekin, by the way, Moshe is maker for different reasons to put ketchup onto your chicken. For different reasons, if it's syrup of two chomers together, we don't be machmer two things. Peseda. We'll get to that by Dover Gush. Oh, but the ma'aser of Moshe holds that's got a din of a Dover, yit lach. Rav Shlomo Zalman says no. Rav Shlomo Zalman, tremendous chosh. He tells that called the Dover Yavish. I pause a little bit. He said that's called crushed tomatoes. That's what ketchup is. It's crushed tomatoes. It pours, so what? I don't want to make it into a Dover Lach. Maybe Rav Shlomo Zalman holds it's called the Dover Yavish. A Dover Yavish. I can put it into what in my hot boiling hot chicken soup at a kibishon shalom and h. And there's no shayla of bishul acha bishul. Now Rav Yashu Zatzal had a whole different number here.
Build afterwards,
heated
up, or before?
Doesn't make a difference.
Okay.
Doesn't make a
difference. This
sauce
was in the fridge
and became... Oh, so very good, very good. I mean, after the things in the fridge become a bit harder congealed, you take them out, oh, moody. That's a mugger of omelette later on that we're going to see in Tiv Tezayin. It's a massive, massive sugya, which I don't want to get into now, because it's totally in loads of different nekudas, which is something we have to understand by melting. So it's sort of melting. When something is a yovish now, and it turns into a lach, oh, for example, melting chocolate. I have to, if someone came to Shabbos morning, you'd have to melt a piece of chocolate. Take a piece of chocolate, melt it. Wash it. So, I thought it was water, but we'll get to the reason why. You know, Mishra Brura, you won't find anything like that. We'll get to it. Ladies and gentlemen, you have to know, Bishra, it's all one big sugya, so you just have to bear with me while we get to the difference to eat them. Al Kaponi Rabbi Yashub, I mentioned, had a whole different longness to understand ketchup, which is also mutter. He said, even if it's a dover lach, the side of a dover lach, and this is what we're going to learn now, that the lach is yesh bishul acha bishul. There is bishul acha bishul adov lach. Is because normally the yisod of a lach is that when it goes cold, it lost its bishul. That's the lashon of the mishnah. We're poka bishulai. Now when you have a chicken soup that turns cold, as if it wasn't cooked. That means to tell us that scientifically, we're not going to go into science, because scientifically it's called cooked. You can't reverse a chicken soup from cooked to not cooked. That's poshut. But in Arshim B'nai Odom, it's completely cold, it's unusable. I can't have a cold soup, I can't have a cold tea. If that's the case, soup with the Arshim, ketchup, ketchup, when it goes cold, even if you want a tiny bit of a laugh, never lost its myler of bishul. Because ketchup, so many people eat when it's cold. It's a normal thing. And therefore, the myla of a dover lach normally is the heat. Like ketchup, we don't have that myla. Absolute genius lomdus, which I don't know if we can try. If we had time, we would go through and say, hold on a second, what does this apply to? Many other things maybe we could say also. Water, we're going to get to. Water is a big sugin we've shown him already. But Al-Kaponim, that's what Eimai Mechadushoi, Rav Yashin said it by ketchup, Neyadeh. Al-Kaponim by ketchup, we have either it's a dover yavish, or even it's a dover lach, we've got Rav Yashin to be saying with one that it's about the Seder Gomer. Now, when it comes to a dover gush, we'll get to the halacha in dover gush about putting a ketchup onto a dover gush, which about everybody knows dover gush has got a din of a klivishin, eating a klisheni, and therefore we have to speak about dover gush at a different stage. Now, let's move on. Dover lach. So we mentioned that. We'll get to dover lach in a moment. What about soft boiled egg? Hard boiled egg. I'll start with hard boiled egg. Hard boiled egg you have to heat up on Shabbos. Many people like to have Shabbos shudders. A nice hot hard boiled egg. So to make it a bagel you can't. But if I have already a pre-made hard boiled egg, there's a bagel no shayla. Ein bishul acha bishul. So dover yovish no shayla bechlal. What about if it's a soft boiled egg? Now here's a tremendous shayla. It's Eliezer and Chelik is Ches and Simon Amit Ches writes a massive tshuva. How if you have a soft boiled egg and somebody wants to turn it from soft boiled to hard boiled, what's the halacha? So he has two chidushim there. Chidush number one, he tainas, is that a soft boiled egg is called mubushal kol tsarikoi, because many people eat it soft boiled. Chidush number two is considered a dover yavish, not a dover lach. So you cover both problems of bishul. It's not mubushal, I mean it's fully cooked, so therefore there's no problem of bishul. And number two, bishul lacha bishul is also not bayak, it's yavish. With Nisim Karelis, with Chaylik, with Shlomo Zalman, was chaylik as well. Rav Yashiv was chaylik. Dan Fisher was mistapik. It's a very, very big shaila whether or not we consider that to be mivusha kol tzarkoi. And in terms of learning, yes, it's mivusha kol tzarkoi. Very schwer to consider it to be a dover yavish when inside I've got a huge yolk that's completely watery and pours out to consider a dover yavish. So the psak la halacha, apart from the Tzitz Eliezer and the Yalti Yosef, who are makel, really place them a machmeh and hold to make a soft boiled egg to a hard boiled egg is also on Shabbos Kodesh. Now again, if you need a makom sorry for a child or an older,
and the little cake with the thing in the
which cake and the thing inside?
Chata souffle.
Oh, so that is, everybody serves it that way. By the chocolate souffle, the whole mahalach of this food is that no one serves it fully cooked, so you don't make a recipe that way, you make a regular chocolate cake. This recipe is made and eaten this way. There's no other way of doing it. Whereas an egg goes from soft to hard. Some people like soft, some people like hard. Tremendous, tremendous shaila. Again, above it, if we're walking soda from a person needs it for a baby, an old person, to make an egg from soft to hard, it can be made cool. Yeah.
A
steak, what about a steak?
So
it has to go basurul b'nei adam. Basurul b'nei adam. The Tzitz Eliezer is masking that many people eat hard-boiled eggs, but he says that since real people eat it soft, so it's cooked at that stage and nothing else. Other posts can hold nishtos, maybe we'll find it some machlokes in the Matthias. But a lot of posts can say, no, hard-boiled eggs is more shkia than soft-boiled eggs. Of course, we can argue about the Matthias, is it yes shkia, is it not shkia, kamo b'nei adam. No, no, let me go back to it. Let's go to Dov Alach. Bishul Acha, Bishul Dov Alach. Bishul Acha, Bishul Dov Alach. The essence of Bishul Acha Bishul, as we mentioned, is to take it from, it's fully cooked, obviously, and to make it from cold to hot. So by a double yovage, by a solid item, there's no problem. A cold schnitzel and a hot schnitzel, no major nafkamina. And you have a liquid, all of a sudden, it makes a tremendous difference. And a cold liquid, as the Mishabura says, is pota bishuloi, and therefore it's going to be a bayah. And therefore, to make a liquid from cold to hot is obviously going to be a tremendous problem, right? Now, if that's the case, if that's the longest of Bishul Acha Bishul Adobalach, what is the pshat in the Rishonim that I make up? Here's the Machlokes Rishonim. We got a Machlokes major Rishonim. If Yesh Bishul Acha Bishul Adobalach, or Ein Bishul Acha Bishul Adobalach, Nasim Machlokes Rishonim. Lemaisa Memachme. Lemaisa Memachme. We see in a few places that Ramon Mishabur is Machme, that Yesh Bishul Acha Bishul Adobalach. What's the svara of the Rishonim that holds Ein Bishul Acha Bishul B'Dovelach? What's the pshat? I have water. I cooked it before Shabbos. It's gone freezing cold. To mevashel it again, according to Kama Rishonim, is mutar lechatchila. What's the pshat? It's freezing cold. Freezing cold chicken soup. Freezing cold anything. The pshat is like this. Very, very interesting. The pshat is better than the Ran. There's a Ran in the, not the Chiddush Ran, in the Droshas Ran, where he writes over there that when you have water that's already been cooked, even if it's cold, it cooks the second time quicker. Somebody told me that's the Messias in science as well. I didn't know, I never tried it. But I've got a Mazur state in the Ran in Droshes, that once it was cooked already, you did something so good that you can't reverse that. So the Ran learns that when you have water that's already been cooked, even though it's cold, the soy, what I did, whatever happened physically the first time, can never happen again. In Bishul Acha Bishul. The Chazon Ish, in Siman Nun, Sivkot and Tes, is a very similar thing as well. And he writes, Ein Doma cooked water to raw water. The Igletal as well, in Sivyud, in Sivkot and Yutes, says exactly the same thing. He says, Vezeh Yodua Berefuah. He says, anybody knows this. Everyone knows that cooked water is completely different to raw water. We give it to babies, for example, when we have a young baby, everybody gives boiled water, even if it's cold. Why? There's obviously something that you did by the boiling. Mimela, the Shitas are showing him that hold. Ein Bishul Acha Bishul Adobalach. They're holding, Ein Achanami, it's cold. But you did something so good the first time, to go back and do it again is not going to be Bishul. Lemaisa, we don't pass in that way. Lemaisa, we don't pass in that way. Ashkenazim paskin, we'll get to what's Sfaradim paskin at a later stage, but Ashkenazim paskin the halacha, that the Adobo Lach, that's fully cold, is an Issa. If it's warm, we'll get to it, is Mutta. Sfaradim hold of it's on the other, let us put it, it's all over, right? Is any Sfaradim? Oh, but Sfaradim, it's going to be halacha here, there's a tremendous society we have to get to, is by a klisheni. According to Sfaradim, any water in a klisheni, however hot it is, you're over bishul d'oraisa. Because klisheni, the definition of a klisheni is it can't cook. We made the water inside has got a din of cold, to pour that into a churn, is asa. So if you have, for example, a churn that's burning out, right, and you take from your urn a cup of water, and you put it into a churn, and feed the Sfaradim, that's mamashi isa d'oraisa mamashi, it is a bishul. Masha engin ashkenazim all know, if it's nice and warm, it's ein bishul acha bishul. Now, let's move on. Ein bishul acha bishul. What about something that's got both yovish and lach together? Right? You have a tray of chicken, you have a chulent, all sorts of things. So again, we've made it very, very clear. I don't want to come at anyone here more chumras than we have to. You have a kegel, you have something inside that has a little bit of oil, a little bit of shamnuns on it, that is not called a dove lach, that's called a dove yovish, the kuli alma, without a shayla. Now we're not dealing with that. Now we're dealing with, I have a tray of chicken. And on this tray I've got, I don't know, 10 pieces of chicken with a little bit of rotif hanging around over there. What do I do? So there's a mozik alosh in the Minchas Kohen. He brings a levush. The levush writes, to heat up a pie is asa. Zog the Minchas Kohen on the levush, no way. The food inside is fully cooked. The piece of chicken or potato or whatever inside this pie was fully cooked. So what's the bayah? There's a little bit of sauce inside the pie. Says the Minchas Kohen, that's a meat. Say that. But we kill a bottle. Stop it. Now, the Beis Yosef in Reish Nun Gimel discusses it, and he brings a Rabbi Yeruchim, and he says, we go Basar Roiv. Just like in Yeri Day, we go Basar Roiv. In Hilchos Bishol, Achal Bishol, we also go Basar Roiv, which would mean, if I have a tray of chicken, and Roiv, 51% of my tray is a Dover Yavish, is a solid food, even though there's liquid in there, it's Beseder Gomel. There's a Prima Godim, also that's mashma this way, in Reish Nun Gimel. La Halacha Lemaisa. The Shulchan Aruch Harav, the Ksos HaShulchan, if you want me to give the names, it's Mamash, the Eli Rabba, the Rav Yashiv, the Rav Moshe, the Ritzin, the Chassam Sofer, the Misan Karech, the Chayin Kaniyeski, all of them do not hold this Mahalach B'chlal. We do not go Basarayv. The Svarim are a little bit more Meikul, even in Har Tzvi, by the way, in Chedik Aleph, when he talks about Bishol, also is Mashmah to be Meikul, the Kapachayim as well, and Sikrat and Samach Beis, and Shinit Ches, also wants to be Meikul over here, and some of the Svarim are Taka Meikul. The Psak in Ashkenazi, Psak is the Meisah, we don't be same on this. We don't go Basar Roiv, we go Basar everything. And let's go a little bit on Chusas that we mentioned already, and that will be the same. Now, let's move on. Let's move on, because we have got a lot to do, which by the way would lead us to a Shaila of an Ashkenazi asking Sephardi to reheat things on Shabbos for him. If you've got a tray of chicken, are you allowed to ask the Sephardi who's making on the Roiv, and we'll ask the Sephardi. It's a totally in a massive sugya, which by the way has enough community to what you learned in Rish Tama Gimel. If I'm allowed to ask someone to do something for you, it's all sugya there. It's a whole arichas, it's a big happy bottle cast. If I'm allowed to ask someone who'd make a baimachme, baby wipes obviously not again, because everyone holds a tosser. That we'll get to a different time. Din vidi evid by Bishulach HaBishulach, don't worry, I'll persuade you. Bishulach HaBishulach lach. Bidi Evet, what's the halacha, right? Many times it might go somewhere where someone will heat up things on Shabbos, or for example it happens to yourself, Bishul Acha, Bishul Adov Allah, Bidi Evet, very unclear, again, by Bishul for Maicham Bidu Saitam, Mufushal called Sorkai, that's Mufurish, the halacha that says it clearly, brings all the Rishonim, and we have a cloud on the Prima Godim, that it's a topic in the Poskim, but it could be Meikul. By Bishul Acha, Bishul Adov Allah, it's very, very unclear, there's a Mufurish Raya, from a Ramah later, earlier on in Mishnah and Gimel, Sifei. Oh, very good. The answer is because the Ramah seems to be more machmeh here than it is. In other words, like this, the Shulchan Aruch asked the Kasha. Shulchan Aruch says, what's to be the problem here? Yes, the Shulchan Aruch holds that Tosa. Right? The Shulchan Aruch says, if he's Michael with the story, it's a Mavushah called Tosa, it's a Bayah. Zul the Be'alocha, that over here in the Shulchan Aruch was machmeh like those Rishonim. Since it was only a Chumrah, Bidi Evad, you could be Michael. Seems to be, by Bishulach and Bishul B'Dovalach, is not so proshed, it's a Chumrah. Now, when Moshe learns it's a Chumrah, when Moshe learns the whole Issa, Bishulach and Bishul B'Dovalach is a Chumrah, which is why he's making on ketchup, which is why he's making on many, many things, like droplets in a cup, for example, which we'll get to, or filling up cups and klishenis that have got drops inside them, and hot water bottles, and thermos flasks, we'll get to all these things. But the Kaponim L'Maisa, you can be maker by Bishulach HaBishul B'Dovalach. It's a very common shy when you go to people's houses and they don't know Hilchos Shabbos, unfortunately, and they start cooking things on Shabbos. You know for sure you were there for Shabbos. The chicken soup was off Friday night. All of a sudden you come after davening, the pot's on the ash right now. It's on the blech. And it's burning hot. It's Bishulach HaBishul B'Dovalach. No shine in the belt. It's shine from the rice and if you come and be shining. Are you allowed to eat it or not? Again, there's a mockery to be Meikul. Bishulach HaBishul, especially with that B'Shegig, they didn't know B'Chalal was an Issa, they didn't know what was going on. Now, I want to get to another Nekuda before we move on to Siv Hei. And that is, but you have to remember as well, some of these things on Siv Dalet we have to leave out because they're going to be negated later on. For example, the union of Bishulach HaBishul, the Dovalach, that went a little bit warm. That's already a sugya later on. We'll get to all the Kali Bishuls as well. We'll get to some now. Some will do later in the sugya of Siv Yud and Siv Tef, the Gabi salt and sugar and coffee. We'll get to all of those things. But I'll call upon the Gabi, the Shaila of a Kali Bishul. So we know like this, a Klishen is Mavashal, a Klishen generally is not Mavashal, it's often a Gemara. The Gemara says in Daf Mem, in Shabbos, that Klisheni is not Mavashal. So that being the case, L'choya, I can take anything I want and put it into a Klisheni. Klisheni ain't Mavashal. So you have over here a Gemara, the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Kuf Lamehmed Beis, talks about the Shaila, and the Gemara says, Enachanami, a Klisheni ain't Mavashal, except for certain things. And the Gemara there brings us all sorts of, this type of herring, and salty meat, all sorts of things that are not considered to be the regular item, and therefore, these are what we call Kale Habishal. Now, there is a Shitas Yireim. The Shitas Yireim is when Reish Ayin Dalet says that ain't on a bikin. We don't know what does cook, what doesn't cook. It's impossible to know. Therefore, we've got to be machmeh on everything. And a Sopaskan's who? Am I going to wrong? Sopaskan, the Mishabur, the Halacha Lemaisa, the Hin, Tzitalot. That since we don't know clearly
what is a kalei bishul and what is not. So the only things we do know is what's called a kashe bishul. You saw that in the Shatzin, right? The Shatzin says it very clearly. And for example, water, oil, ginger, ox meat, and cinnamon, these are kashe bishul. There's no shayli cooking the klisheni. These only cooking the klisheni. Those are mutter the klisheni. Everything else, according to the Magen Avraham and the Mishnah Berurah and the Bekurs, the Urayim, is a shayla of a kali bishul, and therefore we have to be machmeh and consider that they cook even in a kli sheni. As I passed in the halacha Mishnah Berurah, Magen Avraham, Taz, and Shulchan Aruch, Harav. Now, there's two categories. If you looked in the Be'alochas and Siv Dalet, big Amichas over here in the Siv Dalet, in the Be'alochas, so there's a very small Be'alocha here, that's Meramah starts a big Yisoid. Right, the small one that's stuffed in between the two big ones, right? Colonials and Spaniards. This is a love dafke Eilu. Not only these things. Now, very interesting. It means as follows. There's two different categories of kali bishul. There's a regular kali bishul, which is what the Urayim was talking about, the Magen Avraham, that we don't know what is and what's not. We've got to be machmen and everything. And then we have certain things that are even on a higher madriga, that they for sure cook, maybe even a kli shlishi, maybe a kli revi, maybe a kli chamishi, whatever it may be. Those things cook even over there. Now, the Mishnah Berurah's psak is, if you don't know what this is, if it's not oil, water, or ox meat, or cinnamon, so then you have to be choshes it's kali bishul, and the kli shemi is osa. Kli shlishi, we'll get to it. The Chazon Ish says, no. Says the Chazon Ish, there's no difference in halacha between a kli vishen, kli shemi, kli shlishi, kli revi. But like the mina. So what's the nafkamina? Says the Chazon Ish, vegetable fruit. Some foods will cook in a kli shlishi, that'll be osa for a kli shlishi. Some will cook in a kli shemi, that'll be osa for a kli shemi. So the Chazon Ish is more maker in a way. The Chazon Ish doesn't learn that kli shemi be'etzem as a koyach bishul. The Chazon Ish learns that it depends on the food. If this food cooks in a kli shlishi, then even a kli shlishi will be machmeh. But it's not the pshat, there's enough to mean between the kli shemi and the kli shlishi. That's what the Chazon Ish learns. I'll be there. Let's go through some examples and maybe it'll become clear. What about eggs? Cooking eggs. The Chazon Ish talks about eggs, and some of them basic, often your tests. And he writes to cook egg in a kli shlishi, like yatsa, lettuce boy, is vaday osa. You see clearly, the Rosh Hashanah has an issue that there's a nenu royes. You see klar that an egg cooks in a kli sheni. And as I pass the chayy odom mishvisa shabbos to kseis shulchan and all the poskim that to cook egg in a kli sheni, about it is a baya. What about a kli shlishi? So the Chazon Ish is machme that even a kli shlishi can't do eggs. Because again, if you take an egg, a raw egg, and drop it into a kli shlishi that's boiling hot yatsa lettuce boy, even though it's a kli shlishi, it will get cooked to a certain extent. That being the case, there's no enough gemini sheni shlishi revi. If a sheni happens in a revi, the Chazon Ish will machmen a revi. It's not a din in the kli; it's a din in the meichel. That's what the Chazon Ish paskens over there. What about tea? Tea leaves is what you saw. The Mishnah Berurah goes back. So not kedauk of the Mishnah Berurah to start being busy with tea. Obviously, saw it, and he gives a whole akdama here that people mamish don't know what's going on. Bechava saying how rabbim nechshalim b'zeh mekilim asma. They don't know what they're doing over here with tea. We don't find too often the Mishnah Berurah screams, although we see different places he does, like for example the locks of haircuts. But anyway, over here when he discusses tea, again Sarichas, how to make the tea leaves, how not to make the tea leaves, Lemaisa. What's with tea? What's he say to tea? So the Zoda tea, Besim is this the Ramah, is this the Be'alocha? Now the Be'alocha says, even though tea is not mentioned in the Gemara, that anything at that Verach is Nichlal in a Kali Bishul. Not only is it Kali Bishul, it's what we call a Kali Bishul B'yaisa. It's a very, very big Kali Bishul that the Maisa cooks, even in many other Kalim after Klisheni. Why? What's the Pshat? So the Pshat is like this. The Yisoid is, one of the reasons why we're more machmir by tea than anything else, because the Yisoid of a tea leaf is not to make it soft. When I go along and I put a tea leaf, a tea bag, into a hot water, is the Pshat that I'm making it soft? I don't care about the making it soft. I don't want to make it soft. What's the Yisoid of tea? To extract the flavor and the tang from the leaf. Does that happen in kli shlishi? 100% happens in kli shlishi. Make a beautiful tea in the kli shlishi. Might be as boiling, but it's a beautiful tea. Same thing. Might not come in. Mimela, the yisoid of the tea leaf is not the softening, but it's the extraction of the wonderful tarm of the tea. So it happens in the kli shlishi. It happens in kli shlishi. It happens in the vi. Might not come in. Al pizeh.
How is it different than the Chazon Ish? Chazon Ish just said.
Chazon Ish must come by tea leaves.
No, but I'm saying, but b'shar dvarim, if the whole purpose of an egg is to get a boiled egg, so I can boil the egg in the kli shlishi.
But it's a bit official though. That's a bit of hardening or softening, whatever the longness of an egg. But here we have something that's slightly different. I don't want the bishul shabbat. I'm mentioning softening it, which is the yisoid of bishul. Here I'm mentioning taking out the tam. It's a maram shik that says it before this way. And a mele, it's a baya. Right? There's many other, I don't want to be myrick in this because
No idea. What about a kli shishi? Halacha lemaisa. Are you allowed to use a tea bag in a kli shishi? So obviously with tea bags you have to be careful of a boira. That's posha. To take out a tea bag is a boira deraisa. That's posha. Even a dabba. That's a boira mamash, boira machine. That one. They made these dots in there to get rid of this. It's a sieve. It's a sieve. Not the kavod in the Gemara is mufurish that's a vada osim mishum boira deraisa. So to take it out, that's poshut. To squeeze it inside, shayla from skita, we'll get to in shenchof. But our kapon and gabba is a shayla from bishul. That's what we're dealing over here. So the roi posting, apart from Moshe, in Shuvah and Rigus Moshe, the Ksosa Shulchan also is Ramas that way, and Rabbi Tzila Bashol and Oda Tzin want to be maker by tea bags in a klishlishi. Roi posting on machme. The Rosh Hashulchan has come up with foolish. Look at the Rosh Hashulchan. It's a mamashik, a beautiful loshem. Over there, see gotten chof ches. Rabbi Yashad, that's how we're going to Zalman, the Osnibrin, Yud Gimel, Chof Gimel, all of them paskin that a klishishi by tea is awesome. I'll bring you the biggest Saraya, the Mishter Brewer himself. There's a Prima Godim later on in Siv Hei, right, that discusses the Aloch of a klishishi, and the Prima Godim writes that you can be makel, and he says, for example, tea. The Mishter Brewer goes through a massive arichas over here of how to make tea. I've got a simple answer for you. Why didn't you just say use a klishishi? Just say use a klishishi! Later on, he's busy with klishishi, and nechaz by chayodim, yeah, no, just tell us over here! He goes on, and then Eroy, then Mahapach him around, it's KK Creeper, put the water in bars up, and there's two in a Klishishi. The answer is the Mishibur didn't hold that. Mishibur held that Klishishi by tea is awesome. So Pasha the Mishibur also holds this Mahalach as well, that to use a tea bag in a Klishishi. Again, there are posters that are Mako, Hasha Shalom, I'm not saying, Avada, there are posters that are Mako use a tea bag in Klishishi, I'm not going into it. Oh, but the Maestro, what comes up from the Sugya?
Sorry, that Mishibur, you could say that. Perhaps
the
Klishlishi again. Okay. They're right. Listen, I mean, every time you pour into another cup, it cools it off. The size of the
no, Mimela.
So Mimela cools it off all the other, and therefore, it may not cook.
But I have a beautiful tea, my Klishlishi. I don't need it to be cooked. I need a tea. I have a tea.
Okay.
The Isra. Again, I think the riot is again. There's two riots I have. One riot is Mishmud doesn't say a word about Klishishi, and we know he holds of Klishishi being very maker later on in Sif Hei. We see clearly the Mishmud is very maker with Klishishi. And here in Sif Dalet, not a word about it. Number two, the Prima Godin himself says you can be maker by Klishishi by tea. Right, Mishabu knew that Prima Godin because he quotes him later and he misses out.
Why wouldn't he say that Klishishi is
after? Doesn't need to. It's Bajut. It tells you what Tzal said. It doesn't tell you an Eitz. You've got Eitz over here how to do it. Again, Chas v'Shalom, there are people that are making up with Moshe, but say the Gom. I'm not going into it. But Lechatchila, it's better not to.
Is
there a Bishol? Yeah, for sure. What else? Makab Patish. Eh, Makab Bosh Ba'ugel. So you sit in the Be'alocha. What
does it have to do with that?
He's
taking the taste into the
word. Because the Yisoid of the Bishol is not the softening. The Yisoid of the Bishol is the extractation, is the extracting of the time.
It's not Bishol.
No, the Ma'am should prove that it is. Without going now into the Richas, he holds that is Bishul, by a teeny fits Bishul. By a teeny fits Bishul. It's Miyuchat. Again, it was coming with an agenda. There are people that are Mekel. I'm not saying there's a Rav Moshe to be saying, there's a Shulchan seems to be Mekel. Look in the Aruch HaShulchan. Only Galoshin over there. Let's go back to Rav Moshe. We've got tons to do. I'll be Zeh. Let's go to the next Shaila. What about Bishul Acha Bishul by Dobalach in a Klisheni? So Klisheni, the longness of Klisheni, we have to wait till we get to the Sugya of Gemara, which we'll get to in the Shulchan Aruch, that talks about the longness and tasteless of what exactly is going on in the Klisheni. But one thing we know, Klisheni is Einim Avashal. As Zosh Titin Bialocha, we had in Siv Dalet. In Siv Aleph. So if Klisheni is Einim Avashal, to take a double lach, shenitztani, to take a liquid that has been previously cooked, that's now cold, am I allowed to put it into a Klisheni or not? The Alocha is its water. Right, it's a rise from the Mishnah Brura in Siv Kotten, Chof Gimel, Siv Kotten Lametes as well, that a Dovel Lachshin is stunning, even though we're Machme, Bishol Acha Bishol, but in the Klisheni, we can be Mekel, Ludugma, the most important example of this is what? Putting milk into your coffee. What would Shabbos be without milk into a coffee? Or to an Englishman, milk into a tea? It's a big aside over here. What is milk? Milk has been pasteurized. It's been kilu mavushal, if you want to call it mavushal, right? They're coming up, by the way, a few months, they'll be having a whole new mahalach in milk, and they won't pasteurize it anymore. They've come up with a whole new mahalach now. Of an expert came to me, they've come up with a whole new mahalach, Alidei pressure. And they're getting rid of all the everything inside that do Alidei pasteurization. They're doing it now with pressure, which has tremendous enough convenience for all the problems with Chol of Akum and Chol of Akum. Not again to us. But one thing to know is that by milk. That's right. Who's he going in? Who's he going in? Who's that Be'alacha written in? In the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch holds that the Klisheni has got a din of cold, even if it's boiling hot. We don't ask him that way.
Ashkenazim, they're passing that way. It's clear that he's going up to the Shulchan Aruch. It's clear he's going up to the Shulchan Aruch, but you have to see this test Bob to understand it fully with what the Machlok is Bishulach HaBishul, that's for a war. We'll get to it, Beis Hashem, you'll see. Now, Bishulach HaBishul, Rav Moshe writes again, Rav Moshe says, you say that Bishulach HaBishul is only a Chumrah. So since Klisheni is one Chumrah, Bishulach HaBishul is another Chumrah. We don't put two Chumras together. As we pay asking Rav Moshe, they arise from also from the Mishnah Berurah that to take milk that has been previously cooked is going to be mutter. Hu Hadin, without going to every example, if you have things like petel and these ribenas and all these sorts of things that are, you know, concentrated juices, if they've been previously cooked and you add them, when you make a nice beautiful hot drink on Shabbos and you add it to a klisheni, even though it's cold as mutter, there's no Shabbos bishul. Aye, that little bit of liquid that you're doing and putting into your tea, into your hot water, is going to become hot. Seder, bishulach bishul b'davar lach by a klisheni is mutter. Clear, writer.
According to the Machaber,
it's much more of a problem. According to the Machaber, it's much more of a problem. But we'll get the chilukim between the Shulchan Aruch and Ramah. It's hard at this stage to spell every single one out. But again, according to the Machaber, that would also be mutter though, because the Klisheni for sure has got a din of kol. You're not doing anything b'chal. Taket by us who hold that the Klisheni is mavashel. So to take a double lakshin and put it in is a chiddush to say that it's mutter. Should be asked because it's a klisheni. The answer is, well, we're saying that a double lakshin and is only a chumrah, and we're only machmir on a klisheni. So to put them together, that's what Moshe says is mutter. Right? Okay.
So some of klisheni you're referring to now is Mexican mavashel?
No, not the Mexican mavashel. Mexican mavashel is interesting. It needs an arichas Mexican mavashel. There's toasters about Mexican mavashel by Tavlinim and these things. Very unclear what the gedder is of when it's Mexican, when it's not. We have to go with Chazal. Chazal tells us when it is Mexican, when it's not. So I put petel, whatever, cold freezing petel that's been ready pasteurized and put it into my thing. To say that's a Mexican mavashel, you can't say. It's very schwer. You have to know what we're dealing with. It may be talking about the fish that Chazal was talking about. It's unclear what means exactly what the Mexican mavashel is.
So which song are we referring to? Please.
Of the Chumah B'mashal, that Klisheni's got a din of Bishul Klapi Kali Bishul, and since the Mishnah Berurah says we don't know what is considered a Kali Bishul, we've got to be choshish everything, but we make it by Dovah Lakshin Istanin. Clear? Vaita. One last thing before we move on to Siv Hei is the Sugya of Tavlinim, of spices, which Be'etzem in the Gemara, Tosfos already says clearly that Tavlinim are Mutter. There's no Mexican Mavashal, so there's no problem of that, and there's also no problem of Bishul because Tavlinim are very, very hard. Now the problem is, what's with Bizmanenu? You open up now your spice cupboard, and you see in there parsley and dill, I don't know, you see all these dry spices, right? Pepper included, all these, not salt, salt will lead to a different time. Salt is a mafusha, sifin shulk, no, it's a mafusha gemara. Spices. Are our spices the same as Chazal or not? So, it's interesting. Some of the poskim wanted a taina, Shlomo Zalman, for example, wanted a taina, that when Chazal said a tavlin is not a kali bishul, it's talking about a huge piece. Big stickle. You know, in those days they had cinnamon sticks. I mean, they have them now, but in those days they had big stickles. You put them in a ginger, a big piece of ginger. You stick it into your tea. Is that bishul? Ah, no way. It's a huge piece of zuku flame almond. Nowadays, that they take the spice and they crush them into a little powder, a little garlic powder, whatever it may be, to say that's not going to be more bishul and cliche. For sure it is. And flame almond is machmi. Which means if you have your soup and you like to put pepper or garlic into your soup, salt will get you, Beis Hashem, but it's tavlinim, chodrim shloim azam, and it's also. Aye, Chazal told us tavlinim are not mufushal and klisheni. Yeah, so shloim azam, that's a big piece. But little crushed up things on mufushal. Rav Moshe from a tshuva that he writes in Ein Dalet Agabe Coffee. Very interesting tshuva. By the way, it seems the Matzias has changed from then when Rav Moshe wrote the tshuva. Have a look at the tshuva over there. You'll see how it explains how they make coffee. We'll get to it, Beis Hashem, and exactly how the Matzias nowadays they make coffee. But upon him, that has changed. But Rav Moshe seems to say that even if it's crushed, it's got a bit of tavlin. And Rav Falk also once told me, you saw it. He said, you think they didn't have tavlin in the days of Chazal? I mean, what is Rufu all about, right? Shun Chav Ches, the whole halach of Rufu. What's Rufu? Rufu is they used to take it and crush it down. No, they didn't have crushed spices. The Badalik did. And Rav Pekin Chazal said, what? The Rav Bushel. The Meina, the halach and the Maisa, there's a massive mockum to be makel, and say that our tavlinim are kraptak and not Rav Bushel and klisheni. The Meina, spices and the like, you can't put into a klisheni. If it's not, yeah, Nichvispray, which is a chumah that we'll get to at a later stage. Okay. That is a slight overview, very slight, of Siv Dalet. Siv Hei, let's start Siv Hei. Again, we will get back to some of the things in Siv Dalet we didn't get to fully, like, for example, coffee and sugar and salt, which again are sugars later on. Now, Siv Hei starts like this. Siv Hei starts, as you saw in the Torah, with the Machlokes Rishonim. He said in the Machlokes Rishonim is like this. We just said Bishul Acha Bishul. Bishul Acha Bishul only applies to a Dover Lach, not to a Dover Yavish. No. What does that mean? That if I have a Dover Yavish and I heat it up, that's not called cooking. Whereas if I have a Dover Lach, it is. What if I change the method of cooking? It was originally cooked and now I sleep. Or it was originally roasted, it was baked in an oven, and now I put it into soup. What's that halacha? So we have a tremendous machlokes, the Rav Yom and the Yireim. All of this comes from machlokes in two places, in Pesachim you saw, the Gabi Tamatza, also comes from Chochos Brochos, the Gabi what Brochim make on vegetables, b'choli b'choli. The Rav Yom tainas that the klal of Ein Bishul Acha Bishul applies to everything. There is no chiluk in a type of method of cooking to go from Bishul to Afir, from Sliya to Bishul, no nafkamina. Zug the Rav Yom, Bishul Acha Bishul is Mota, no nafkamina which way. Whereas the Yireim says no. Says the Yireim, Slicha. I think so not. It's the Yireim. The Yireim says that we're worried that Bishul Acha Bishul, and you change, right? You change the method of cooking, all of a sudden it's decided from the Raisa.
The answer means is the Yireim?
The answer? What do you mean the answer?
The answer means
yeah, that's the Yireim. Oh, sorry, that's the Yireim. Yeah, that's the Yireim. The answer means the Yireim. The Yireim, by the way, just as a little hakdomen to the Yireim, Kishmoy, he was always scared. Very, very scared. You go through Chelek Gimel, you'll find it again and again and again. And the Yireim is Machmen, the Yireim is Machmen, the Yireim is Machmen. We don't know why. Just one example, I mean, over here you see it. Well, here you see it clearly. The Yireim is Machmen. Without the Yireim, you can do whatever you want. Number two, we see it in Shem Chavalev. In the Be'eloch over there, Shem Chavalev talks about the Yireim. It says, what's the share of Dak Legabe Toich? And how small are you allowed to make the vegetable salads on Shabbos? Says the Yireim. Don't know, gotta be machme, and it goes on and on. The Yireim is always scared. You'll see Beis Hashem as you go to Chedi Gimel, you'll be Bekim and Bein Chedi Gimel, you'll see the Yireim always will be the sugya of being scared. Now, the Mais Letzah Machlokes Rishonim over there, tremendous Machlokes Rishonim, the study of the Machlokes obviously is, do we consider a different method of cooking as mevatel the original cooking, and therefore cooking again, or is it a hemshach just in a different way? Rav Rishonim Omeikul, that's klah. Rav Rishonim Omeikul, not only that, the Goin points this out. The Gletel writes his Chariches and Sitesikov in your days that Rav Rishonim are Mekel and they hold there's no Bishul Achafiyah, there's no Afiyah Achabishul, and that's the Maisa Rav Rishonim, right? In Fushi Gemara and Brochas that they bring against the Yireim, look at the Taz, everyone's busy with this. La Halacha the Ramoth Machmeh, the Ashkenazim, for sure, that the Ramoth passes that the Minig is to be Machmeh, as I state in Fushi the Ramoth, that the Nogul is Zoy Lechatchela, Shulayin is the Pasafidu Bekishaini. Kolzman Shia Tzenelisboy, we pass in the Hachmi, and as they pass in the Mishaburi, because the Pima Gozim, b'choli b'choli. Kli Shlishi, v'adu yikidi meiko. So Kli Sheini, the Ramo is Machmi. That's the Psaq of the Ramo in this Indian, that's how obviously Ashkenazim pass in over here. Svadim, if I remember correctly, are meiko. The Svadim of Avadia, for example, Yalki Yosef, they bring down holes, there is no Bishalach HaFiyah, there's no Bishalach HaTzli, because he paskins like the second sheet of the Yesh Matirim. So Avadia was making in Gansen, the Kafachayim says Tovay, the Kafachayim normally goes with the Ramah. The Kafachayim says Tovay Lebrocha to be Machmel like the Ramah over here anyway. So it means also called Ashkenazim, there's a big Chalik of Ashkenazim Machmel. Now let's go into something that we have to understand. What is the gather of Bishol? What is the gather of Afia? This is what we have to understand before we come into a shayla of, are we allowed to put croutons into our soup? Are we allowed to put matzah into the soup? All these sorts of shaylas are very, very smart. But first we understand one thing. What is Bishol? What is Afia? What is Tzli? So number one, Bishol. Bishol computer, this we know already from Yeridei in many places. Bishol means in water. It's immersed in liquid. That is considered to be Bishol. Anything that's immersed in liquid, you make, for example, lokshen, pasta. And then you want to go on Shabbos and put it into your clean rishon, shaloy aleish, it's mutter, no problem, b'chol, make sure there's no major icicles from the freezer, obviously that'll be a shaylah of bishul, but if it's not, there's no problem, a bishul acha bishul, it's a dover yovish, and it's been cooked in the same method as originally cooked. What about deep frying? So deep frying, the Prima Godim over here in the Mishpah Sois, you've got in Zion, has a suffix. If deep frying is considered to be bishul or not, the Ksos HaShulchan, the Ksos HaShulchan over here in Kuf Samach Dalet has a tzorech in Godel, and he writes bimachme both ends. That means bimachme A, that it's bishul, bimachme B, that it's called afir. Now that's going to make a major problem for all croutons. Most poskim do not hold this way. Rav Eliashiv Zatzal, Rav Shlomo Zalman, Dan Fisher, most of the Heidegger poskim hold la halacha, deep frying is called bishul, and therefore, if the metzias would be that the croutons they make nowadays are deep fried, there is absolutely no shiloh of putting croutons into your chicken soup, even in a klivishon on Shabbos. Tzli, what means tzli? The tzli poshet means aleish, Right, the Chazish writes about Bavichil is a be'alocha later on that we'll get to. The Asta Kasha, the Shulchan Aruch later on says that Shabbos morning you want to put a piece of chicken onto the Eish. What are you going to do? So you can't put it directly onto the Eish. What do? Is you overturn a tin, you put on top of that. But the be'alocha slicha, what happened to Tzliach HaBishul? I originally made my chicken in nice gravy with mamish mubushal. Now I'm putting it directly onto the fire. Like the be'alocha, what's going on? The be'alocha bleibt shorach in, by the way. The Chazon Ish comes along and answers us, what are you talking about? Tzlivim zal ha'esh. Heating up is not called tzlivim. Because money doesn't get the time of tzli, there is no shayla. There's no shayla. Now that would be enough to mean, if you put your challah in a place where it can get crusty at the bottom, maybe that will be because of the tzli, it gets burnt over there. So that could be a shayla, tzliach hafia. Which tzliach hafia we'll get to in a moment. Uncle Ponim, deep frying with passing the halacha is considered to be bishul, and therefore that's okay. What about frying with a small amount of oil? So frying with a small amount of oil, also, the Ksos HaShulchan is machmeh, both ways, it's got a din of a bishul, and it's got a din of a tzli. The poskim are mastapic over here with this inyan, and a lot of poskim holders got a din of a fia, or tzli. Which means, I give you a tremendous nafkamina. Where's this enough meaning? So obviously it'd be enough to if you make schnitzel, right? You make, person make schnitzel, a little bit of oil, not deep fried, a little bit of oil, just so the pan shouldn't burn. So in such a case, now on schnitzel, you take the schnitzel on Shabbos, and you want to dip it into your chicken soup, or into a very liquidy shulet. Now according to that, it'd be awesome. You're doing bishel, achafir, bishel achatchi, that's it. That's even not enough meaning. How do you do Pesach? Pesach, many people don't eat gevurah. So what do you do for lokshen? Right, you make egg lokshen. You make egg lokshen. You make very thin scrambled egg. You cut it into slices. And you put it into your chicken soup. But nobody cuts this. Hold on a second. How do you make this egg? With tons of oil? No. Tiny bit of oil on the bottom. This has got the name of fia. It's got the name of tzli. Now on Shabbos, you're going to go and put it into your gedera. Mamash, open it. It's a gomel. Open it. It's a gomel. I'll give you another one. This one, I have to tell you, I've spoken about this many times. And every single time, I've never failed to shock everyone. This is unbelievable, this one. You go to, let's take it Israeli, and then we'll go to the Americans afterwards. The Israeli, you go to an Israeli simcha. Come to a bris. What do you get? Burekas. Say that. What happens on the, what comes on the burekas? Mushroom sauce. No, excuse me. It's a shayla of what? Bishul acha afia. You're not allowed to eat those burekas. If they took that mushroom sauce from the Kli Rishon, which they often do, and they pour it straight onto your bereka, the bereka was baked, your mushroom sauce is cooked, we know that Iris Mavashul what? Kine Klipa. You're going to suffer a major shayla. Bishul acha afia. Major shayla.
What about the ladle?
Sorry?
Ladle. They put it to Kli Shein.
Sure. What did you do? I'm collecting now a notepad of a notepad of horror stories of Hechsherim. That's for another time. And we saw we had to done the school ladder of a. I then now go to the chutzpah kimahalach of this, right? The chutzpah version of this is chocolate cake with chocolate sauce. Don't even make this. You have chocolate cake with chocolate sauce. You put the take the chocolate sauce. You put it on before Shabbos. It's boiling hot on Shabbos. She takes the hot chocolate cake, puts it onto the plate, and she pours boiling hot chocolate sauce. And that's Mamashi Issef Gomel. It's a bishul. It's a shayla from Bereisa. A bishul achafir. Mamashi bishul achafir. Who thinks of such a thing? Even Mashim the Klipa. The main is also. You have to take off the Klipa, then you got shayla. Boy, if it has to take off the Klipa or not. Oh, you right. It's a bayar, everybody say. You've got to be watching out for this, because that's a tremendous enough kamina. Now, let's move on. Another shayla. Is that sli achafir or afir achatsli? It's mefush in the Magen Avraham Mishavura. There's no bishul acha maisa in the kishishi for sure not, but bishul acha bishul for sure not, and afia chafia for sure not, and sli acha sli for sure not. What about afia acha sli? Bishul acha sli, we know it's also afia acha bishul is also also. What about afia and sli? Put them together. So the Magen Avraham, I brought a raya. The Magen Avraham doesn't it puts them together. But sli and afia together. That means they're in the same category. And I'll tell you a Maisa Shoy, we discussed, I think, the first shay. A fellow went to a restaurant, to a hotel for Shabbos, so he calls him an Erev Shabbos, right? This was Negea having a Sudan Erev Shabbos. But his shayla was on Shabbos, is he allowed to make toast? What's the shayla? He's not going to do anything at Issa. He's supposed to put it on the conveyor belt. The conveyor belt makes toast by itself. Is he allowed to make toast on Shabbos? What's toast? Toast is already cooked, it's already baked, and now I'm doing tzli, giving it a crispiness. The shayla meshiv has a suffix if we say tzli achafia and he's machme. As I stated in the Shulam Meishiv, the Rav Poel in the Ben Ishchai holds it's a Shaila of Makavah Patish. Very interesting, because when I say Be'alacha with Paskin, there is no Makavah Patish by food. But Kinireh, the Ben Ishchai in the Rav Poel in the base was Machme. But Kafachayim also is Machme. Now the Tzion is also Machme. The Shemesh Shabbos is Machme. To take a bread to make it dose is Asa. There are persons that are makel, Dan Fisher, Rabbi Yashub, Nissim Karelitz, Yalki Yosef want to be makel, that making toast is mutter. Roy poskim hold that it's a vada going to be asked to make toast in that situation. I'll give you another nafkamina. A fellow comes up to me, a newly married fellow, he comes up to me on a Friday night,
And he says to me like this, I have my shver, my Heiliger father-in-law coming to meet. He said, my wife worked so hard, making beautiful, it wasn't newly, but newly married, in a few years, a beautiful big chalet for the suda tonight, and having all the relatives coming. It's a massive suda, 10, 15 guys, beautiful. My baya. The baya is Erev Shabbos, his young little baby got hold of the freshly baked challah, and she whipped out a whole chalik of the challah. Now it's not Lecha Mishnah. She says, I have matzah, I've got all the Lecha Mishnah. But she worked especially hard to for her father, he's finally here from wherever it was, I think it was America, and she was, and Shaila was, he allowed to go along and take this challah and crisp it next to the Eish. They had an Eish that was on, he put it next to the Eish, that's the Eitz of a Lecha Mishnah, by the way, is to crisp it up in the place that it ripped off, and therefore not got Shaila, Lecha Mishnah. Well, what happened to Hilchos Bishul? It's a Shaila, like the Shaila Meisha said, it's the Echa Afir. By the way, there's other problems as well, because there's no Blech over there. All sorts of different things. Makam Polish for sure, because now you're making it into a Lecha Mishnah. A Koponim, that will be asked if you're the Shalimashim in that Nakuda. Two more Nakudas over here, although there's 15 more, is as follows. A cliche in Yabadu, you have to be Machme, which means to put the matzah and challah into your boiling hot chicken soup that's in a klisheni is awesome. As I stated in the Ramah, we're machmir the klisheni. Zug the Mishnah Brua, a chiddush, which we don't yet know is a chiddush, but I'm telling you now, from Sif Yud, you'll see later, it's tremendous, Yudgimel, it's a tremendous chiddush, and that is the Mishnah Brua says, if you use a ladle, then it's water. Now that's crazy, because later on we're going to say that a ladle has not got a din of a klisheni, maybe your bowl is still a klisheni, because a ladle has got a din of a klisheni. So why over here is it different? But over here we'll explain as we get over there, that we're here, we're makled by Bishal HaChafiyah, that if you use a ladle to get your soup into the bowl, you can put croutons in. I spoke recently to the Badat, they told me that, by the way, all the croutons that they're selling are fully deep fried. Which means, there's anyway no shayla, because it's bishal achabeshal, deep fried, we take on is called cooked, and therefore all the croutons are cooked, and therefore there's no shayla bishal achabeshal. Be intim soloima, you take matzah, which is not, or you make your own croutons in the oven, or on Pesach when it comes to lokshen, if you use the ladle, and now your bowl is a klishlishi, klishlishi is automatically mutter with bishal achar afir.
Is that the mitzvah of shkedim also? Shkedim arat?
Yes, yes, yeah, yeah, that's what they told me.
Even if the ladle
was burning hot, it's a tremendous klish. I told you, you'll get shocked when you get learned sick, you he goes like, huh, what's going on? Ladle all of a sudden? Yeah, no. The answer is over here with more maker than we normally are maker by ladle, because over here it's only a chumra. The Ramah says only nagula lizoya lechatchila, which means bidi ever, by the way. I was just saying all the cases before that you can't eat the cake and all these sort of things, but you can eat the cake, right? Because we're only machme lechatchila, but yeah, for sure you can be maker. But again, lechatchila, I was just really the hagdor of the Indian. But Kopanin, just to know that it's a very, very serious Indian. One last akuda in this Indian is a shari with chulant, which is the shari azoi. If you have children that is burning out. Now, this is a shayla be'etzem that's discussed in the Be'alocha. And that is a shayla bishel achabishel achatzli, or bishel achatzli achabishel, or tzli achatzli achabishel, right? The three things that you did two before Shabbos, one on Shabbos. So you have a major machlokes, the Prima Godim and the Be'alocha. The Prima Godim holds, if you did, for example, bishel, you did the bishel achatzli on Erev Shabbos, now on Shabbos I do another bishel. Or forget, you do tzli achatzli achabishel. Whichever way around, it doesn't make a major nafkamina. The Prima Godim is making in all these cases, and it holds its beseda. Right? It holds its beseda. Either before Shabbos I did bishel achatzli, bishel achatzli. So I've got over here a case of first tzli, then bishel, then on Shabbos I do another tzli. And as I go from one to the other, I do three times, like a nap bar, nap bar, nap, whatever you want to call it. The Prima Godim holds its mutter, the Be'alocha is machmi. How do we paskin? I'll give you enough gemin in a moment. The most poskim paskin at the Prima Godim, as I pass Negletal, the Shlis HaShabbat, the Ksos HaShulchan, Vishleim Zalman, Adgerikach, the Toma, the Be'alocha doesn't understand the Chlal, why he's machmi, can't understand why he's machmi, and the Maisa Vishleim Zalman is Mekel. What's enough gemin to ask? Tremendous. Two things. Number one, I forgot to mention this, I have to mention this, that I discussed about weeks ago in Israel, Kfaldi Geshayla. You have a chocolate cake. A chocolate cake, when you put it in, is a dover lach. Right? It's called bishel, because it's a liquid. At the end of the baking process, it turns into what? Because it's nafia. Is that called bishel? Is that called nafia? Naftamin and Gabe pouring the hot chocolate sauce on it. So he told me, and I found afterwards, oh, many tshuvas that say the same thing. We go bust the soif. He told me, by the way, when the Yashim was wanted his house for Shabbos, when the Yashim told him this whole lomdus, that we go bust the soif. That means the kegel, the same thing. By the way, kegel, when he starts off, often it's a liquidy one, has eggs and oil. It's almost like a liquid. It's almost bishel bubbling away over there. All of a sudden, by the end, when you take it out, it's a solid piece of baked potato kegel, right? That Rebizu told me, Bishem Yishver, but the Ashim that sell, the halacha is, that's called afia. We don't consider that bishop, we go bust the soif. That's not halacha number one, you have to remember. Number two, is what's with the chulant? You put the chulant in, Friday night, you realize it's burning out completely. Now it's in the matzav of what? The matzav of tzli. Matzav of tzli, you're going to add water. I don't know how you're going to add water on Shabbos. That's a tremendous shayla. With the klisheni, not with the klisheni. Yes, there, not there. We're not going into the shayla now of Yerideya. There's tremendous inyonim over here. With Maisa, are you allowed to ask Bishop Achafia? It's now sitting in the crock pot, sizzling away. Mom is sleep, real sleep. And now you add water, we're doing Bishop Achafia. So if we go with the maxim of the Pimin Gazim, which all the posts can bask like, since on Erev Shabbos it already had Bishol, and now it had Sli, and now I'm doing Bishol, then I can be Mekel. That's a lot over there. The crap that, by the way, doesn't generally get Sli Mamish. Sli means the Talmud of Sli, gets a little bit burnt, Lavdavka, you have to know the Matthias. Moshe Stelman said, sorry?
Isn't very hot.
So what? I'm going to take it off the Eish. How will it get to exactly that? No, I'm going to take it off the Eish, I'm trying to Fagosa, and you pour it in. Moshe called Joker, we're talking about as well. You put it into Tanakh Hazor, it's got a blare. You want to go, I'm thinking, there it is. Akoponim, that ends us off with also some kind of idea of Steve Haber. Izzo Shem, next week, I'd like to get, as I mentioned, the next few Se'ithim here, which obviously have to do, the Ainu Vog, Zayin, and Ches, are not really Bishal in Yonim. You might not understand them fully because they're a Sugin Rishon Gimel. Do them, but if you don't understand anything, write down your horrors and your questions. You'll answer them up when you do Rishon Gimel. We'll go back to the Sugin Beis Hashem next week when we give Shei. We'll start from Sif Tes, which starts the sugya of salt, and it starts again, Yud is back to Tavlin, and back to the office of adding water backwards and forwards, Be'ez Hashem, that will be next week. Okay.